Chapter 8. After World War II. As mentioned in the introduction, the ULTRA project was a state secret until the spring of 1974. Directly after the end of the war, most of the equipment and all blueprints were destroyed. Most of the codebreakers returned to their civilian lives and were not allowed to talk about their work until 1974. Sir John Slessor, a former airfield marshal of the Royal Air Force and former chief of the Air Staff, mentioned in the foreword of Frederick Winterbottom's book that he tried to lift the ban several times before 1974, but was never successful. Britain captured thousands of German Enigma machines and distributed them amongst its former colonies. Of course, they were not told that the Enigma code had been broken. This ensured that British cryptanalysts could decipher their secret communications for years after the end of the Second World War. During the almost 40 years since the release of the ULTRA documents, the story of the Enigma and Bletchley Park has gained much popularity. There were numerous books, multiple documentaries, and even blockbuster movies. Sir Jeremy Isaacs, producer of the famous and groundbreaking British documentary series The World at War, which was aired in Great Britain in 1973-74, said in an interview that he would have included the British codebreakers in the series, but in a separate episode, if it had been unclassified at the time of the production. Bletchley Park currently serves as a museum for the ULTRA project, where some of the old huts are restored to their original state, and a special part of the exhibition is dedicated to the Enigma machine. In 2007, a replica of the Colossus programmable computer was finished and successfully deciphered the first message since the end of the Second World War. Enigma machines have become valuable collector's pieces. Models in good condition achieve prices up to $250,000 at open auctions. There were several cipher machines which used the principle of the Enigma machine, but with the rise of programmable computers, cryptography was more and more shifted from electromechanical machines to computers. The programmable computers used in Bletchley Park were the first of their kind. As nearly all of the machines and their construction plans were destroyed directly after the war, they did not have a big direct impact on the evolution of the computer. But many of their designers and engineers continued working in this field and therefore used their knowledge for further research. Cryptanalysts and the use of deciphered intelligence got more and more important during the middle of the 20th century, especially during the Cold War. Not only the military and diplomatic use heavily increased, but also the field of industrial espionage evolved. Also, with the rise of electronic telecommunications, the cryptographic and cryptanalytic methods made an immense advancement.